Hey everybody, it's Deanna here, your intuitive relationship coach and spiritual mentor. And today we're going to talk about three emotional needs that are really important in a healthy, stabilizing, long-lasting relationship. And as I'm sharing these, I just encourage you to notice within yourself which ones are being met right now. And I also want to say, if you're not currently in a romantic relationship, then I want you to evaluate this using the relationship you have with yourself, which is really, really important. So the first one is affection. Affection can be, you know, physical attention, adoration through physical touch, things like that. Hugs, kisses, intimacy, if that's important to you. Looking at where are you receiving and giving affection. And the second one is autonomy, which is one that is often misunderstood. So do you have autonomy in a relationship? That means that you're not dependent on your partner for every single need under the sun, right? There's a level of independence there. There's a level of taking care of yourself as well as taking care of the relationship, and interdependence, if you will, versus a codependence. And that you have your own thoughts. You have independent thoughts and feelings. Maybe you make decisions together, but you aren't, feeling afraid, for example, of voicing your opinion if it's different than your partner's when making a big decision. You'll just share it and have a meeting of the minds. And that is the autonomy to be in your own sovereign space. It can really make for a strong relationship because neither of you are compromising the integrity of who you are, but you get to blend the best of both worlds. All right. And then another important emotional need is prioritization. So in a healthy, stabilizing relationship, both people prioritize the relationship. If you have heard of, the life value list, there's different priorities that we have at any given time. But if your relationship priority is, let's say, number one or two, and your partner's is like five or six, there's going to be a problem there, right? So ideally, you should be in the top, I would say top two for the most healthy, but top three to be able to have that cohesion within a relationship. And again, if we're talking about your relationship with yourself, are you prioritizing yourself? Are you spending time, taking care of your body, taking care of your health, mental, emotional, and physical and spiritual? Or are you expecting somebody else to meet your needs, or are you reacting to life? If we're talking about affection, again, are you giving yourself those kind words and hugs and treating your body with love, or are you neglecting it? So I'd love to hear from you which one of these three emotional needs was the strongest and which one is perhaps one to look at again. I would love to hear from you. Leave a comment on the blog. And as always, thank you so much for being a part of the community. Check out thedancinggoddess.com for more, and I will talk to you soon.